I'm Adam Phillips for Wordmaster, sitting in for Roseanne Skirbel and Arvi Arditi. Today, we look at the jargon of international finance, with giant American corporations leading the drive toward the globalization of business. English has become the de facto international language of finance.
Financial market terminology and jargon is only in English. If you don't speak English, you basically cannot do it.
That's financial economics professor Sally Nefji, who is designing a groundbreaking new program in global finance for the New School in New York City. Like English itself, Nefji is all over the globe, with teaching and other responsibilities in China, the United States, and Europe.
Even if you speak French, German, Italian, Spanish, or Mandarin, which are great languages, finance is only in English, and it's actually very mundane English. It's not going to make you look like very big intellectual, but it has a purpose and it works. The purpose is to make money. The notion of hedging, for example.
Hedging, Nefji explains, is what banks and other businesses do to offset the risk that the price of their asset will rise or fall contrary to their wishes. Nefji notes that financiers often take seemingly contrary positions to protect their assets.
A position is a bet. I bet that oil price will be going up. So I bought oil. Now I look at the conditions. Well, doesn't look that good. Looks like it's best to get out before your losses accumulate. Then you unwind the position. That's what it's called. Unwind the position, make the position reverse, and get out of your commitment.
It all depends on whether investors are facing a bull market or a bear market. A bull market is a sustained period in which investment prices rise higher than their historical average. A bear market means investment prices are lower. Of course, one can diversify one's strategy, that is, spread out one's risks. A bearish spread is one that bets that the price of a security will decline, and a bullish spread is a bet that the price will rise. Whichever strategy is adopted, Salih Nefji says, financial people don't usually engage in punting.
Punt means you think oil price is going up. You buy oil. That's punting. Pure speculation. Usually they don't do that. They buy something, they sell some. For example, they're buying Indian stocks, they're selling Chinese stocks. They can either do it cash or they can do long short. Long India, short China.
Long and short are specialized forms of buying and selling.
Suppose you think something is going up. Some asset, like stocks, it may be a good idea for you to buy it. Then there are two ways of doing it. You put your hand in the pocket, get the money, you give your money, you get the asset. This is buying. Going long is not that. Going long, I go to a broker, I say, I will buy it in 1 month. I sign the contract, I don't even put a deposit. But I committed myself. And if during this 1 month the value goes up, I don't even have to buy it. We just sort of agree on getting the difference in the price. Long and short are very quick words that people use, but that's why it is useful, because it's very practical.
The future will always be an abstraction until it becomes the present. At the end of the day, world agricultural markets still deal with down-to-earth physical things that we depend on or enjoy. Finding that balance between future possibilities and present realities can help a financier to corner the market in some so-called soft commodity, such as sugar, salt, cotton, or coffee.
Cornering the market means I went on the market, I got promises from people to deliver to me something, say coffee. At the same time, I bought all the physical coffee. So notice I'm buying the promise, but I'm also buying the coffee. So when the time comes to deliver, they're not going to be able to find it. And then coffee prices will go up, and I'm the one who's holding coffee, so I benefit. It's illegal in America. If the feds nail you with that, well, it's going to be pretty bad.
Indeed, like international finance itself, the specialized English terms used by the men and women who trade in the international marketplace are complex. However, Nefji says that finance people like to keep it all very simple.
Unfortunately, financial markets have one dimension. They are not interested in losers. They are only interested in winners.
Those are terms almost anyone can understand. For Wordmaster, this is Adam Phillips reporting from New York.